It's time to play Crossfire right here on Giants.com. Today, my opponent is Jeff Fiegels. I am John Schmelk. Here we go. Jeff, today's question. What's the most important thing the Giants need to accomplish at mandatory minicamp? What do you think?
From a team standpoint, it's depth and roster. I mean, as far as, you know, every position, who's going to be kind of slotted in for those first two positions, because you're going to have a backup. Coming out of there, from an organizational standpoint, you want to understand who that's going to be coming in training. There's going to be some additions and subtractions between that five-week period when they leave. But when you come back, you want to understand that this is what your roster is. This is what you're going to bat with. And be ready to play.
See, though, to me, this is the final chance for a lot of these players, especially the young guys, to give that little taste in the mouth of the coaches before they don't see these guys for more than a month. And, you know, what you'll see during these three practices, the coaches are going to remember. That's going to be their final impression and lasting thoughts of you walking away. And these coaches are going to do a lot of thinking over the next month. They're going to be thinking about what they're going to do at camp, how they're going to level their depth chart. And if you're a player, you want them remembering that nice play you made, that play you were in the right spot, had your assignment down.
Absolutely.
You don't want them to remember mistakes in these last couple of days, because that can make them, the coaches, think some different things when you go into training camp.
Well, like, and again, there's going to be some additions and subtractions. You do not want to make a play or a bad play at the end of this minicamp that's going to accelerate that decision, being you being the guy that didn't make the play, or you weren't in the position, and then you're out of there. But I think it is true that it is very important for these younger guys to make an impression the last 3 days. More importantly, too, is that one of those guys that makes a play might move up in the roster and in the depth chart.
Well, it should be fun. Stay tuned to Giants.com for coverage of minicamp all week long. We'll have everything from the practice field and, of course, when the players talk to the media right here on Giants.com.